From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Drug deaths were listed by the United Health Foundation as one of the country's growing health problems, and many of those deaths are linked to prescription drug abuse. Missouri has one of the nation's highest drug death rates. It is also the only state that has not enacted a prescription drug monitoring program of the prescription drugs most likely to be abused. But as KBIA's Jack Howard reports, that could be changing.
Prescription drug abuse can start with a routine problem. Say a patient seeks treatment for lower back pain. A doctor prescribes medication, but the pain doesn't go away. So the patient takes more medicine, then a little more, and then
they eventually got to the point where they couldn't live without the medication.
Len Palazzi is a researcher for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says while most patients don't set out to break the law, they can become addicted to prescription medication that leads them in that direction. Like when a patient asks for unnecessarily stronger medication, but the doctor refuses.
So they wind up getting into a situation where they're going to multiple doctors.
And criminal activity isn't the only risk. Prescription drug overdoses accounted for 16.3 deaths per 100,000 people last year in Missouri. The state is in the top third for most prescription drug-related deaths, according to the CDC. So to cut down on this type of prescription drug abuse, most states have adopted a prescription drug monitoring program. It's a truthful record a doctor can consult of all the drugs a patient has been prescribed. And according to John Eady, director of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program Center for Excellence at Brandeis University, that's important. Because doctors are reluctant to prescribe anything to a patient they think may be withholding information about their medications.
Well, it would be like a pilot flying blind with no radar, no instruments, and no visual sighting.
49 states have adopted prescription drug monitoring programs since 2005. That's when the federal government adopted a grant for electronic monitoring. Even Guam has one. The one state that doesn't? Missouri. Although, that isn't for lack of trying. A 2012 bill that would have developed a prescription drug monitoring program was filibustered in the Missouri Senate. Last year, two competing bills were introduced to create a program, both of which failed to make it to the governor's desk. Republican State Senator David Sater says opposition came from privacy fears following state conceal and carry permit information being sent to the federal government.
This caused a great concern among myself and other senators and representatives about the security of the data. And because of that, there was a little apprehension about a PDM program that would be storing personal data.
Sater filed a new bill this year to start a program in the state, and he says there's a better chance this one will pass because he's planning on bringing in experts and lawmakers from other states to quell any lingering privacy fears.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Jack Howard, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.